Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-052 regarding Neil True. The time is now 9:05 a.m. on August 11th, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll start with those of us in this room, and then we'll move to our virtual attendees.
Brandon Eden, board staff.
Kurt Winter, Deputy Director, AZBTR.
Paul Scott, Structural Engineer.
Neil True, Designer.
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel.
Rick Gonzalez, Architect.
Andrew Natupsky, Structural Engineer.
Thank you. Mr. Scoob? I believe that you're muted, sir.
He's not. The TV's
muted.
Oh. Or the computer's muted.
Okay, we can hear you now. I'm sorry, Mr. Scoob, can you go ahead and reintroduce yourself? We can now hear you.
Ronald Scoob, registered architect.
Thank you. Ms. Loera?
Yes. Ronald Scoob, you bet.
Orlene Lauren, investigation manager.
All right, thank you, everyone. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on November 23rd, 2022, related to non-registered practice of architecture. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that have occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Gonzalez.
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Natupsky?
Yes.
Mr. Scott?
Yes.
And then Mr. Skoog?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive sessions may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger and then the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here not being interviewed will wait in the lobby, and you will be called when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. I did want to state for the record that the alleger was invited to attend today's meeting on multiple occasions, and she is not present. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May you please have a motion.
Andrew Natupsky, we move to executive session.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Rick Gonzalez, seconded.
Thank you. And now I will call individually. Mr. Gonzalez?
Here.
whether to move into executive session?
Pardon? Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Natebski?
Yes.
Mr. Scott?
Yes.
Mr. Skoog?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes. It is 9:10 a.m. on August 11th, 2023.